It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, everybody. This is Jason Harmon here today with Bill Anderson and Brad, and I won't even try to pronounce his last name.
It's like Wozlevek.
Under Your Home with DryZone.
All right. Well, folks, listen, I appreciate you getting up so early with us. I know, especially you two gentlemen, I know I give you guys a hard time, but just so we actually clarified, I actually do buy breakfast for these two gentlemen. I bring bagels. From last week.
And no,
it's whatever
cheese.
We don't eat in the office, you
good
know.
Times.
But, you know, folks, I want to kind of hit on a couple of things today, if we can. And I'd actually gotten a couple letters from you folks, so I'd like to address a couple of those, if I can, during the show this morning. But why don't we go ahead and start out, because one of the biggest things that I'm hearing is we start talking and talking and talking, we forget to get out of our vitals. So, first of all, get your pen ready, because we're going to give it a lot today. Our website is www.dryzone.com. Our phone number, toll-free, is 1-8. By the way, I had that question. It's you never say one. Do you not need ones anymore? You actually don't need ones, at least on a cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't need to put one on there.
Did not know that.
But it's 1-855. Jason's actually pulling out his cell phone looking to see if it works. It's 1-855-DRYZONE, or you can simply reach us locally at 302-684-5034. And if you have questions, please submit them, email, or you can call us too. But if you want to just email them to us, my email address is very, very simple. They make it easy for me. It's Bill, that's B-I-L-L, short for William, at dryzone.com. So it's Bill at dryzone.com. So Jason, we're getting into the spring season. Hallelujah.
Great time of the year. Things are starting to green up. The flowers are starting to bloom.
Well, let's face it, I don't think it ever stopped getting green.
Yeah. The rains are starting to come and the crawl spaces are starting to flood.
Yeah, crawl spaces and basements, right?
And basements, right.
So why don't we start with Brad? Brad's kind of a crawl space guy too. I know you don't get into crawl spaces, Jason. So then we'll flop over after the break today and let you kind of talk about basements and kind of give us a refresher course on what we should and shouldn't do in our homes.
Okay, so crawl spaces. Yeah, the things under your home.
It's a big hole in the ground, right?
Yeah, it's a big hole in the ground. Basically, I mean, springtime means water, means humidity, means dirty, nasty crawl spaces. If you've been thinking about it, now is probably a good time to do something about it, definitely. We've been noticing, you know, obviously the last few years or so, definitely our calls start to spike when the rain starts to come. There's probably a good reason for that, because you're getting a lot more humidity in the air because of the rain. Houses that may never have leaked start to leak. It just happens sometimes. There's really no rhyme or reason sometimes for it. Brand new houses can leak. Sometimes houses that are 50 years old haven't leaked forever, and then all of a sudden they start to leak.
Well, one thing's for certain, though. Once it leaks, it doesn't stop.
Exactly. Once water finds a way in, it doesn't just plug itself up.
Yeah, it's just like a roof. You know, we hear that from homeowners a lot. Even like Bert, one of our own guys, he said that his basement never leaked in 20 years. He was just smart enough to know that once it started leaking, it wasn't going to fix itself.
Right. There's definitely, I mean, and we have solutions for everything. And one thing I like to tell people a lot is that we're not just going to give you a cookie-cutter solution. We come out, we discuss your problems with you, and then we go and figure out a system together that's going to work properly for your home.
You know, Brett, well, you were telling me about a homeowner that you met, I guess, a while back. We showed them a solution, and when we come out and we do our inspections, we're actually giving you an actual inspection sheet. Look, this is what we found. These are the things we're recommending, all that good stuff. Right. So they decided they were going to choose the chuck in a truck.
Essentially, yes. They wanted a guy that, well, let's put it this way. They decided not to go with me and were courteous enough to call me and say, look, we liked you. We liked what you had to say. We just decided to go with this other guy because he was cheaper.
And the bad part is now they're saying, well, it's flooded. Can you folks come out here and look at it?
Right. And we're going to fix it. Which basically, like I said, it's you got to look at the solution. You know, and a lot of people, I think they get their estimate and look straight to the bottom line. Read all those items that are on there. You know what I mean?
And it's even it kills me. Not that we should win every bid. In the perfect world, we should, because we have the correct solutions, the appropriate products, and we don't try to force feed you products you don't need in your home. Mm-hmm. It's just when you do need products, you should listen, because poor homeowner, parts of me goes out to him because he chose poorly. He wasn't educated enough. You know, like you said, he only kind of skimmed through the book.
Right.
So, I implore you, when we send you the books, they cost me a lot of money. It's darn near $20 for every packet that we send. I'm telling you, please read the blame thing.
Yeah, you'll get a lot out of it. You'd be surprised.
I understand that it's not real tedious. There's a lot of pictures in it,
so
right?
That's what I like about it. I think that my favorite thing about the book is it'll explain it to you in words and then show you in pictures. So no matter what kind of learner you are, you're going to get something. You could be a visual learner or you could be a, I don't know what they call a reading learner, but...
Well, I mean, everybody has five senses, right?
Exactly.
So some people, they hear things and they do that, and I have audiobooks. So, I mean, if you want things about audio, I'll send it to you. I have videos we can give to you. Some people read. Some people ain't going to get it until you take them to a house that you're doing. And I've taken many a homeowner to projects currently going on and let them go down there and hang out with the crews for a while. And when they actually understand the quality of work that we put out and the quality of material,
right, that's a
then it becomes a no-brainer. I mean, I don't think I've ever not gotten a homeowner to purchase the appropriate solution for their home when I can take them out to a job site. It just, they get it at that point, you know?
And I know we've touched on it a lot in the past and in the last couple shows at the very least. Your biggest investment you're probably ever going to make is your home. Protect it. I mean, there's really no reason not to protect it. Do it properly. Do it right the first time. You know what I mean? It's what's the sense of throwing a couple $1,000s on a solution that's just not going to work? You know what I mean? It's like Bill said, we're not always going to win every bid, but the ones that we do, they're always happy. You know, it's one out of every 1,000 people has a small little complaint, and we fix the complaint, and then they're happy again. You know, it's something we definitely like, the good feedback. We like to take care of our customers, and we do it appropriately.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a house that we were looking at up near Wilmington. The contractor put sump pumps in their basement. They ran it into their crawl space. Well, they didn't realize that we had went all the way up there, okay? Because, I mean, let's face it, most companies on Delmarva, they don't cover the whole peninsula. If you're based in Milton, they may go as far as Dover. They may go as west as Seaford. They may go as far south, maybe as Ocean City, if you're lucky. But we do. We go from Wilmington down to Pocomoke, and I mean from Kent Island to Rehoboth Beach, all the towns in between. So when we talked to the homeowner, we did their crawl space down here in Lewis. So they're like, you know, we wish we'd have known you guys were up there because we're having all these issues up here. They had to fire the contractor out of the home. They just said, listen, just look, we're tired of you messing it up. Have a nice day. They had actually called our inspector, Johnny, and asked him for a referral. Johnny's like, well, how about we just go up there? And the guy's like, oh, you go up that far? And Johnny's like, no, we're a basement systems dealer, a clean space dealer, a foundation support works dealer, and a total basement finishing dealer for the entire peninsula. Mm-hmm. So the guy was, you know, he was very excited about it. So we got up there, and the guy, the old contractor, literally ran two sump pump pipes through the crawl space door.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that was ridiculous when I saw that picture. I mean, you can't get in the door.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to get... I mean, I'll show you the pictures in a minute, Jason. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's...
I've seen them.
Have you seen
them? Yes.
Okay. Johnny showed it to you?
Yes, he did.
It's ridiculous. So it's like, okay, well, let's go into the crawl space. Oh, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
it's just
whoops,
like...
we can't get in there.
You're all excited. You're like, yay! And you're like, oh. You know, just, you know, that's... By the way, for those of you who don't know, that's a Family Guy quote. when we got out there, I'm talking to the homeowner, and I'm like, well, are you planning on having us put new sump pumps in? And he's like, well, no, I just figured we'd use the existing ones. Okay, well, you got to be careful because when I cut into this guy's line, you're going to void your warranties.
Right.
And he was like, you know, well, Billy, I want you to take over the warranties. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't install it, so I can't really take over warranties of something I didn't install. And he was like, no, it'll be okay. And I'm like, you don't understand. If it breaks down, I'm not fixing it without having to charge you. And he was like, well, why can't you just take it over? Because I didn't install it. I didn't make the money to install it. That's why I can service it, but I can't warranty it. And he was like, you know, he wasn't real super happy about it. I'm like, well, why don't you just call the contractor in here to have him rerun the pipes and it won't be an issue? And he's like, well, I don't want him in my house no more. And I'm like, well, then why are you concerned about warranties? Because he ain't coming back in here anyway. So let's just do what we got to do. Well, the sad part was the man, you know, not that long ago, I mean, like 4 months ago, spent about $3,000 on getting some sump pumps in a home. I mean, $3,000, I don't care who you are. That's a lot of money.
Exactly.
So we had to throw it away. I mean, I told him, I'm like, if you want us to warranty things and you want it done correctly, you got to start from scratch. And like I said, he wasn't happy, but he said, Billy, I trust you guys. You guys did my house in Lewis. It was wonderful. I love your customer service straight from when we called. You guys have always been very responsive. You know, your sales guy, he checked up on me during the process. It's amazing that a sales guy actually shows up during the install. You know, I mean, who thought of that? And that's part of our wow service that we give our homeowners, that our sales guys, and I hate to even call them sales guys, because really you guys are your systems designers. Mm-hmm. You're not sales guys. You get paid to design homes, not necessarily sell them.
Exactly.
We're there through the entire process, not just in the beginning, not just to get your money and leave. We're there throughout the entire way. And if there's issues, you know, we show up. I've taken my production manager out of his job that he was working on, and we've taken him down to jobs that we've had issues on to make sure that it was all taken care of. So we are a full service company with real people in real positions. I love it when advertisers call me up and they're like, Billy, can you fit me in on a Thursday? I'm like, ma'am, I haven't done my schedule in years. Partially because, well, the office just likes to do my schedule. They like to tell me where I need to be, but
power trip thing.
Wait, yeah, you know, I don't know if it's power trip or not. It's just much better if I don't do my own schedule. But, you know, I'd rather pay somebody to keep me organized, I guess.
Makes more sense.
But, you know, you're still going to get that touch. You know, I was sitting down with a homeowner today of one of our designers, and it's not that she was upset. She just had a couple questions, and I was in the area, and she was just amazed that the owner of the company was out running around taking care of things for, you know, with the sales guys and all that. So, you know, that's the kind of service that you're going to get from us. So
absolutely. I basically had, I want to say it was probably 2 weeks ago, we did an install, and it was something I'm just starting to get
into. Where
at? Okay. Rehoboth Beach. We went and did it, and I'm starting to get into foundations now a little bit more, and it's something that I'm really excited about because it's a lot. You know, granted, the crawl space in the basement waterproofing thing is kind of one thing, and this is another piece of my puzzle, so I feel like I'm becoming a more complete designer. But we're doing these geolock wall anchors in this house. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned, I think it was the last show or the show before that, they called us for waterproofing and had no idea you could fix a crack in the wall. I turned my head, saw the crack in the wall, I was like, that needs to be fixed first. And they had no idea you could even fix it. We put these things in. I had never seen an install, so I wanted to see it. So I went and took a look, and they're actually really neat. It's basically like wrenching your wall back straight again. It's a very neat product, and I don't think a lot of people out there realize that you can fix the cracks in basement walls and just how serious they really can get. The wall is supported by the compressive load, the weight of the house pushing down. As soon as that wall is compromised, you risk a chance the wall could fail.
Well, you know, I was actually, I'm going to show you guys some text messages here, but when you talk about those walls, and those are geolock wall anchors, by the way, the product Brad's talking about, when you look at those things, it's almost like braces for a kid's mouth. You know, it's kids, they get these braces in their mouth, and they tighten them over time, and it gets slowly put into, you know, slowly puts their teeth back straight. You're right, when you look at these horizontal cracks, most people just look at a horizontal crack, and it's like, oh, well, it's not that big, it's a hairline crack. And then you put a straight edge on it up and down, and you find out how much deflection or bow is in that wall.
Exactly, yeah.
Some houses you go to, I mean, it's 2 or 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
That's to the point of failure. I'm passing around a couple pictures here. I'm trying to find them on my phone to show these guys, and I had sent them to a dealer of ours. When you look at some of these pictures, it's just amazing what can happen when it fails. And this was a homeowner that contracted us to have them done, and that night he called us up and was like, I have to cancel my appointment, or I have to cancel my install. And we're just sitting there, and it's like, you know, well, what's going on? And he's like, my wall fell in. And, yeah, you know, I mean,
That's a brutal looking picture right there. That's not good.
Yeah, that's actually a better one. It's pretty sad.
And that's the thing, is like, you don't realize it because, yeah, it may have been there for years, but how long does it take for something to finally break? It's bending, then it snaps.
It's a blink of an eye. The guy literally said he was downstairs getting some hamburgers out of his freezer, and he said he heard this pop, and all of a sudden he saw all this dirt fly into his basement.
Mm-hmm.
Cracked walls, they're no joke. I mean, you have to pay attention. Matter of fact, actually, I'm not paying attention to Troy over there, so folks, we're going to need to take a break. But in the meantime, or right before we go, Brad, why don't you go ahead and give out our information?
Sure. It's you can reach us on our toll-free number. It's 1-855-DRYZONE, or you can reach us locally at 302-684-5034. Also invite people to check out the website. It's always updated. Lots of new testimonials and things like that. So that is www.dryzone.com.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard. Your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone or online at DryZone.com.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. How much do you get paid per hour? You know, that's just about what you'll save by going to Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton, instead of one of those cavernous discount stores. What would you rather spend your time doing? Looking for your supplies or actually working on your project? At Eastern Hardware, you'll park a few steps away from the door. Not way down there. You'll go inside, ask for what you need, and quickly be shown all the items to complete your successful do-it-yourself project. Not wandering hopelessly lost in aisles of stuff, trying to guess if you picked out the part that will fit your pieces. When you subtract the frustration of trying to look for the supplies you need, subtract the extra time, guess what? It all adds up the savings of both your patience and your pocket. Spend time on your project, not on the supplies, at the real savings place, Easton Hardware. Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is account executive Kirsten Stromer of MTS Broadcasting, radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
Jason, I promised that before break we were going to talk all about crawl spaces. And think we definitely hit a lot of interesting points on it. I definitely want to start talking about those lovely basements.
Well, you know, maybe before we really get started here, I want to tell the folks how I came to be here at Dry Zone. I have a cottage at Dewey Beach, which has a full basement. And a lot of people don't realize there are a lot of basements in Dewey Beach, especially the north section. And I had an issue with water in the basement. And I had called Billy to come take a look at it. And he hit all the key words that I was looking for. But in addition to that, Billy discovered that I had a wall issue also. My front wall was starting to bow in. So in addition to my moisture issue, I had the wall issue to address. And we were sitting at the table and writing up a contract, and Billy was busy writing in the figures, and I said to him, Billy, you need to hire me for a salesperson. And he turned around and he said, Jason, how quick can you go to work? Well, here I am. But what I do mainly for the company is a lot of educational things, but I have done a lot of the basement work in the past also. I want to talk a little bit about these geo wall anchors that we discussed before the break somewhat. A lot of people have issues with their basement walls and don't really know they have an issue until it's too late. But an inspection can turn up whether or not that wall is starting to bow in. And if it is, we have a product called a GeoLock wall anchor, which can be installed that will, in most cases, be able to bring that wall back to its original or close to the original position, saving the wall and possibly saving the house. The water issue in a basement is another thing. There are basically two types of products that we use to waterproof a basement. One is called Water Guard, and it is a system where we actually cut your basement floor around the perimeter down to the top of the footing. We install the Water Guard product, which is a collection device, actually, to collect any water that is coming in. Then it's taken to a sump pump, and we install the sump pumps also, and the water is pumped out. We also have a product called HydroLink. Here on the Delmarva Peninsula, the groundwater table is so great and so high that it's forcing water up through any little crack or crevice in the basement. And we can install this HydroLink product across your basement floor in order to capture that water under the floor before it creates a problem. Now, there is one situation where we cannot cut that basement floor to put in the water guard. And this is a floor that is what is called poured monolithically, a monolithic pour. And this means that the footing and the floor was all poured at the same time. Now, your traditional footing is a footing is poured, the blocks are put on top of the footing, and then the floor is poured last against the block wall. With a monolithic, it's only a two-piece system. The floor and the footing is poured all in one pour, and then the blocks are installed. And with that system, we cannot cut the floor because that would ruin the integrity of the footing. But we do have a product to take care of that, and it's called DryTrack. And instead of being put installed below the floor, it's actually installed above the floor, and it does basically the same thing. It captures the water before it gets into your basement and runs it around to a sump pump and pumps it out. A lot of people don't realize it, but concrete blocks are very porous. Water will go through them. If you looked at it at one underneath a microscope, it looks sort of like Swiss cheese. So what we do when we install both of these systems is to drill holes in the cores of the block to allow the water to escape that is collecting in the cores of these blocks. That lessens the problem of the water getting out into your basement. The basement situation on the Delmarva Peninsula has become critical in the last few years. Homes that never had problems with water in their basements are now having problems. Bill referred earlier to a gentleman who had owned a home for 20 years and never had any water in his basement. He retired. His first project after retiring was going to be to finish off his basement. Fortunately, he only had one wall up when we had a heavy rain and his basement suddenly flooded. And by using our WaterGuard products and our HydroLink products and our really high-quality sump pumps, we were able to give him a dry basement. And now he has gone ahead and finished that basement, and it's a basement that looks like it came right out of a picture book. It's really a fantastic job. But he's safe now with this WaterGuard system that was installed because he's not going to have any water issue anymore in his basement.
Jason, it's one of those things that when we talk about water in a basement, I've been in people's houses where they've had 3 feet of water, and I've been in people's houses that just have a little moisture on the block. It's not really a matter of sometimes how much. Obviously, sometimes the deciding factor when you buy is how much you have. But really, not even that. It's one of those things that's like, when's enough enough? And some homeowners, it's happened one time, and they're going to wait till the next time to see it. Now, you know, I guess I get it. You know, I really do. I don't wait until I have four cancer or whatever stage is bad. I don't know if it's stage one or stage five or whatever, but...
Well, I think they're all bad.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's no such thing as good cancer, but you don't want to wait until it becomes really, really bad before you take care of it. Yeah. So you teach a class that's called Fix It Before You List It.
Correct.
And we talk about that with real estate agents across Delmarva, because why wait till you have some homeowners that don't want to buy a house that you're trying to sell before you fix it? I mean, that's just dumb.
Well, you know, in the real estate market today, Bill, the market is actually depressed. And if you're putting a house on the market for sale, you want that house to be in pristine condition in order to attract the best possible price for the house and also to sell it. But I want to alert people to the fact that we don't necessarily just do homes for waterproofing. We also do commercial buildings, and I want to tell you a little bit about a church that we did. There was a church that had a recreation room as part of an annex to the church, which was partially below grade, and they had had a water issue at one time. The water issue sort of went away the first time. It ruined their tile, and they had a lot of repair work to do, and it went away, and it was gone for a number of years. And then all of a sudden, another time, it flooded. This time they had carpet on the floor, so you know what happens when carpet gets wet. Basically, you pull it out and throw it away. So that's when they called me to take a look at their basement. Well, we went in and we put in the water guard system in their basement. That's been a couple of years ago now. They've refinished their recreation room in the building, and they haven't had an issue at all with any water in it. So not only do we do the residential, we also do commercial, churches, any building that needs to have something done to their basement.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, we've done medical imaging offices, I've done homes, we've done churches, we've done, I don't think we've done any schools yet.
I think it's probably a lot of red tape with a school. It'd be cool to do one.
You know, I mean, I'm willing to flood a basement in a school, you know. But, you know, it's one of those things that, folks, you know, you do want to pay attention to. The first sign of water, for Pete's sake, it's cheaper to take care of it then. It's like with foundations. I was with Brad Knight. You and I were with a homeowner the other day.
Mm-hmm.
he only had a half a cracked wall. So we're only going to put anchors on half of that wall,
yeah,
right?
Cracked, exactly.
And they started asking questions. Well, Billy, if you had your crystal ball, how long would you say it would take before it falls? So I pulled out my phone. I'm like, well, this guy only had a night. Yep. He had less than 10 hours.
That picture's powerful. It really is.
So, I mean, you know, you never know. I wish we knew everything that was going to happen in life. I wish I knew when I was going to die.
Let's get away from that subject.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, we never know, right?
Yeah.
If you know, fix it the day before you know it's going to get bad. If you know who the buyer is in your home, fix it right before that guy walks into your house. But you just don't know in life. So
I think my thing is, another, just touch on the real estate thing. We've done a lot of inspections for realtors that are either with the buying or the selling agent. They're one or the other. When a person lives in a house 10, 15, 20 years, whatever, and they decide to sell, they've lived with this problem probably the majority of that time. And now they're finding out that, oh my God, I have to fix it before I can sell it. Well, they don't want to spend money on something they've lived with and suffered through because they feel like I could have fixed it a long time ago and reaped the benefits. And then you got the seller or the buyer that comes in and says, well, I'm not buying your home until you fix it. And people butt heads. And usually the house takes a lot longer to sell if it sells at all. And that's,
or it sells for a lot
or
less.
Or it sells for a lot less. You end up giving a huge price discount because of that. So, you know, you got to, like they're saying, fix it before you list it is a very good motto. And it's one of those things that it's like, you know, buy Menon. It sticks in your head. You know, it's fix it before you list it. But no, and I also was thinking, you know, when you're talking about not doing school, but we've done other, you know, commercial buildings. When you do a commercial building, the ones that I've seen, generally the basement's storage. That's where you got, like in a medical office, mm-hmm. generally you're going to have all your old files down there.
Well, it's not even just that. That one there wasn't even just that. That's where all their electrical panels were.
And if you're in a medical imaging office,
you
radiology, things like that, there's going to be a lot of expensive equipment down there most likely, or at least stuff running off of the electric that is going to be expensive. If those wires short out, you might have to replace thousands upon thousands of dollars. You never know.
Oh, yeah, so, you're tens of thousands of dollars at that point.
Exactly. So fix it is a good way to go. Fix it before anything happens, and it's nip it in the bud. That's what I like to tell people. Nip it in the bud. It's the easiest way to go. You're going to reap the benefits of it. Even if you're planning on being in the house the rest of your life, you might as well reap the benefits of it for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, because you never know. I mean, 4 years ago, houses were selling like hotcakes, right? Mm-hmm. All you had to do was just slap a for sale sign on it 20 minutes later, and it was sold. I don't know where everybody was moving. I think they were just buying new, which, how'd that work out for everybody? Now, you can't do it. Most of my friends, and I mean like a majority most, they're so upside down on their mortgage, that's the house they're going to live in for the rest of their life. They'll never get out of it.
Well, I have a lot of friends. Like, and my brother, a lot of my friends live in Baltimore, and my brother lives in Baltimore as well. He bought a townhome expecting to be there 5 years. It was a starter house. And they can't get out of it now. You know, and he wants to move to a bigger place. He wants to start a family, and he can't get out of it now because he's literally upside down. It's been 5-6 years, and he still can't get what he paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to start making double payments just to...
Mm-hmm.
Just to hopefully get to the equity part of your home. And I don't know you, but I can't afford to go, you know, making double payments every month on my mortgage.
When it comes to cost, a basement is an ideal spot to gain a lot of square footage, usable square footage, at a cost that is a lot cheaper than putting an addition onto your house. And if the basement is properly done, it's going to be an excellent place for a family room, perhaps an additional bedroom, even a bathroom, recreation room, exercise room.
Well, you got to think, Jason, dollar for dollar, that's your cheapest home improvement.
Absolutely.
To gain space anyway, right. Because you're talking about, I don't know if you've ever lived through a house that's had renovations done in it, like a sunroom or an extra room or whatever. It's a major disruption.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in a house right now. Where are they, Brad? It's I know it's up past Edgemore. It's up in Wilmington, I know, but it's like about as close to Pennsylvania as you get.
It's close to Pennsylvania, like Claymont area somewhere. Yeah. It's past Widener College, I know that.
So we're only going to be in there for like 3 weeks, max, in and out. You know, and that's almost this whole basement. It's well over half.
And you know what's the nice thing is, especially with us, with our total basement finishing system, it's one guy. Or not one, it's one company is what I should say. You don't have to hire a roofer. You don't have to hire a framer and a drywall guy and a flooring guy. You got one-stop shop with us, and I like that a lot. I don't know if you said it before, but the general expression that we all laugh about is soup to nuts. Beginning to end, us. So I like that a lot. You know, it's something that people can rely on. You tell them, look, our employees belong to us. They're our employees. So people like that. They respect that.
All right. Well, folks, listen, I think we're just about out of time this morning. I hope you enjoyed the topics. I said we were actually going to get to some letters. I know we didn't make to it. But next weekend, I'm assuming we're probably going to have some more letters. So maybe we'll just do a whole show about letters. Jason, you and I did that once before, didn't we?
I think we did one time.
Okay. We'll just do a whole show about letters this time, or about letters that people came in. So, Brad, you want to give out all of our numbers again?
Close it out. out. The 800 number that we have, or the toll-free number, rather, is 1-855-DRYZONE, D-R-Y-Z-O-N-E. The website is www.dryzone.com. And then you can reach us locally at 302-684-5034. And again, since we just mentioned letters, send all your letters to Bill. It's bill@dryzone.com.
All right, folks, we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/theduck.